A recent court ruling in Wisconsin could set a precedent for softening the harsh isolation conditions that are the trademark of supermax prisons. Across the country, there are roughly 28,000 inmates held in 36 supermax prisons. The Wisconsin ruling settles an inmate lawsuit charging that conditions at the prison violate the Eighth Amendment, which protects against cruel and unusual punishment. Gil Halstead of Wisconsin Public Radio reports.
It's an inmate's behavior once in prison, not his crime, that will land him in the supermax prison in Boscobel, Wisconsin. This facility was built to house what corrections officials call the worst of the worst. Last week's court ruling prohibits the use of that phrase for describing supermax inmates and requires the state to change the prison's name. But the warden at Boscobel says the prison's purpose will remain the same, to house prisoners who have attacked guards or other inmates at other prisons or have engaged in gang activity that threatens security. Gerald Berge says after almost 2 years of operation, the prison's harsh regime that requires prisoners to spend most of their time alone in their cells is producing success stories. He says 33 inmates have completed high school diplomas while serving time at the supermax.
That's a pretty remarkable statistic. If none of these guys arguably would have ever been able to achieve that without the kind of programming that they got here, that's pretty remarkable.
Thank you.
On a recent morning at the Boscobel prison, guards escort an inmate back to his cell. He's just finished one of his 4 hours a week of allotted recreation time in a small enclosed cell at the end of the hall. He shuffles along wearing manacles and leg irons. Guards lock him in his cell and then remove the chains through a sliding slot at the bottom of the solid steel door. That's one of the features designed to prevent inmates from attacking guards here. Critics of the supermax argue that there aren't enough violent prisoners in Wisconsin to justify this 500-bed facility. Pam Dukeman's 18-year-old son spent 6 months at the supermax after a fight with a guard at a juvenile lockup. Protesting outside the supermax last summer, Dukeman said her son and many other inmates at Boscobel simply don't match the profile of the most dangerous prisoners in the state.
I'm well aware there's people that will kill old ladies in their beds, rape young women in the fields, kill their own children, kill the guards. I know, but how many? We need a place, but not this place, for those few.
Who gets sent to the supermax and for how long isn't covered by the settlement approved by the court. But in her ruling, Judge Barbara Crabb addressed the issue, noting that more than 100 inmates filed written comments complaining about the vague rules for moving up through the prison's level system and earning their release back to a conventional maximum security prison. Howard Eisenberg, dean of the Marquette University Law School, served on the inmates' legal team. He says rules for moving inmates in and out of the supermax is an issue for future lawsuits.
They give them a number of criteria to meet, and as soon as they meet the criteria, they add additional criteria. And it's a source not only of frustration, but anger and depression for many of these guys. So it's an issue that's going to be litigated, if not in this case, then in the future.
In fact, it is precisely this issue that is at stake in a similar lawsuit brought by inmates at a supermax in Ohio. In that case, a judge has ordered the state to give inmates a hearing before sending them to supermax. The State Department of Corrections says it may appeal that order. In the meantime, inmates at Wisconsin supermax can now look forward to increased phone and visitation privileges, a new outdoor recreation area, and the dimming of the constant security lighting in cells. Prisoners claim the lights caused sensory deprivation. The prison will also install 24-hour calendar clocks in each cell. Inmate attorney Ed Garvey says the key victory for his clients is the appointment of an independent monitor who will investigate inmate complaints.
Our purpose in getting a monitor is the hope that the monitor who will get the complaints from the inmates can convince the Department of Corrections to act sensibly, and if so, then we'll make some progress.
State officials are leery of the settlement. They fear it may set a precedent for turning administration of the prison over to the courts. But prisoners' rights advocates hope the Wisconsin settlement becomes a model for reform at supermax prisons nationwide. For NPR News, I'm Gil Halstead in Madison.